Iran claims to have killed U.S. troops to liberate the Islamic land of Jordan. By Francis Martel on July 30, 2026. Iran's Terrorist Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed to have killed several Americans during a bombing of Jordan overnight into Thursday and destroyed three fighter jets, a report the Jordanian government appeared to deny, as it reported only that it had intercepted missiles that ultimately caused no harm. The IRGC's claims followed the Pentagon revealing that it had launched a sprawling strike campaign targeting Iran's missile and drone capabilities late on Wednesday, intended to degrade the rogue state's ability to attack its neighbors and disrupt global shipping. Iran has for months blocked the free transit of international commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, sending oil prices skyrocketing, and engaged in drone and missile attacks on countries such as Kuwait, Jordan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, seeking to terrorize the countries into no longer cooperating with the United States. The strikes this week follow the de facto dissolution of the Memorandum of Understanding signed between Iran and the United States in June, intended to solidify a months-long ceasefire. The ceasefire only momentarily stalled the violence that erupted in late February, when President Donald Trump announced Operation Epic Fury against Iran and the elimination of longtime dictator Ali Khamenei. The IRGC claimed in its statement on Thursday that American airstrikes against military assets in the country had actually targeted civilian residences and killed children, offering no evidence for this claim. In response to this crime and to help you liberate the Islamic land of Jordan from the scourge of the American occupiers, the IRGC statement reportedly continued, the aerospace force fighters attacked the deployment ramp and maintenance hangar of the enemy's American F-35 fighter jets at Al-Azraq Air Base in Jordan, this morning with several ballistic missiles. The region is no place for a child-killing army that so brutally massacres innocent families in their sleep at midnight, the terrorist organization continued. Our struggle, alongside yours, will continue until the last American occupier is expelled from Islamic lands. The state-run Islamic Republic news agency, IRNA, echoed the claim that the missiles had destroyed three F-53 fighter jets. It also claimed that an unspecified number of Americans died. Several enemy officers, as well as technical and maintenance personnel, were killed in the attack. The IRGC concluded, claiming that the honorable and discerning people of Jordan would support Iran bombing their country, thanking Jordanians for their alleged sincere support and cooperation. The report out of Tehran differed significantly from Jordanian media reports of the Iranian attacks on Thursday. Jordan's Roya News reported, citing the Jordanian military, that the nation successfully shot down five missiles targeting its territory. Air defenses engaged five missiles launched from Iran targeting the kingdom's territory early this morning, Thursday. The missiles were detected, intercepted, and shot down according to established defense plans, a military spokesperson was quoted as saying. The report said that no casualties were documented and suggested that no material damage was recorded, either. Jordan has become a recurring target of Iranian attacks, despite its government playing no significant role in the conflict between Iran and America, due to its friendly relationship with Washington. Jordan is currently believed to be hosting about 4,000 American armed forces and hosts a base for American military operations. It also receives significant American aid for its own military operations. The IRGC appeared to once again threaten Jordan and any other neighboring country in comments on Thursday, issuing a statement declaring that any country involved in aiding the aggressor would be dealt with firmly and harshly. The IRGC's public relations called on America's accomplices in the region and beyond to correct their behavior to avoid retaliation from the Iranian armed forces, the state-run IRNA reported. With the help of God Almighty, the aggressor will be punished today, and the countries involved in aiding the aggressor will face a harsh response if they do not correct their behavior. The Pentagon at press time has not confirmed any casualties or damage to its operations in Jordan. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, which is in charge of Middle East operations, announced a major campaign against Iran on Wednesday night targeting a variety of military assets to limit the country's ability to threaten its neighbors and the United States. CENTCOM claimed to have struck dozens of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, targets in Iran, including military command centers, missile and drone facilities, coastal surveillance and defense sites, and maritime capabilities. The attack was in retaliation for what CENTCOM described as an attempted surprise attack on U.S. forces based in the Middle East, which resulted in no casualties as American forces intercepted the missiles involved. President Trump personally expressed outrage about the failed surprise attack prior to CENTCOM's announcement, stating during remarks to Fox News that America would beat the effing SHT out of them. "We'll be hitting them hard. They're going to get a beating," he promised. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.